Do you know who Rob Reichel is?
Get Rob on,
from BobMcGinnFootball.com and Forbes.com.
What's up, Robbie?
He joins us now on the Great Midwest Bike Hotline. Are you there, Rob?
I swear to God, you guys have so much fun.
No, we're weird, man. I don't know why anybody listens to this show.
Monster paychecks that Tom Parker and the gang want to write you every single week.
It's radio.
It's just a barrel of laughs nonstop.
Sometimes, Rob. Sometimes it is.
Hey, Robbie.
Sometimes I'm pulling my hair out, though.
Robbie, how's my girl doing playing basketball? How's she doing, Robbie?
We're doing all right. We're in a little bit of a shooting slump, Gary. We're gonna put in a lot of extra work this weekend.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, you better go see Budenholzer. He'll show you how to do it.
Yeah, Buden. He can show you how to shoot now.
we might need to call a shot doctor or something like that.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk Packers with Rob?
Where I don't think I can fix it anymore.
You the coach? You the coach here, Robbie, or no?
Well, I'm running the whole league this year, Gary.
He's doing a Sparky.
Oh, yeah.
You on the board? Man. You on the board, cuz? Cuz, you on the board?
We got to schedule Muskego, Gary, so we can
come on over there.
Opposing sidelines.
Wait a minute, Rob. Are you on the board or what you doing?
No, I'm actually running the whole league in our town. I took on the presidential duties, so yeah, I'm a little bit nuts, Gary.
So, what if the coach don't start your kid?
Uh-oh.
Well, I sit on the bench, Gary. But
oh, and you on the bench!
If
my kid
doesn't deserve to start, she won't start.
Hold on.
It's a little spirit.
Look at Leroy.
He run the whole league.
He run the whole league, and he on the bench. All you got to do is get him a side out, Leroy. Yeah,
it's a little spirit.
Hey, let's get to these Green Bay.
You
want
to get to the Packers?
Yeah,
hey, Rob, how big a game is this? Is this a do or die? Is this a must win for the Packers, given the playoff picture and how close in proximity they are to Seattle?
Pretty close, Rami. I mean, if you look at this closely and look at the people they're in contention with for playoff spots, I mean, 9-6-1, I don't think gets you in. 10-5-1 is going to get you in. So, you know, if you do lose tonight, Rami, and now you've got that fifth loss, you've left yourself no room for error in the last 6 weeks. And we saw him do it in 2016, Rami, and obviously the end of the schedule isn't overly daunting, but they're going to have to win road games. If they do lose tonight, they're going to have to win road games at Minnesota and at Chicago. And, you know, the odds of that aren't particularly great. I know the home schedule's not overly tough. You've got a cupcake at the Jets. But, you know, guys, this team's 25-25-1 in its last 51 games. They haven't exactly shown the ability to get on these huge runs that give you a lot of confidence. But, I mean, so Rami, to your initial question, I mean, I almost think I wouldn't go as far as a must win, but they've left themselves absolutely no room for error if they do lose tonight.
Let's go, Steve.
I think they're in a lot of trouble. If they lose this one to the Vikings, I think it's a wrap at that point.
Right.
This is my thing. You know, you look at these two ground games. Obviously, Seattle, that's how they've been, you know, winning football games is with that mounted ground attack. The Packers, on the other hand, have always been hesitant to stick with the run very long. They did it last week. How confident are you that they'll stick with the run this week?
Not very, Spark. I mean, if you really look inside those numbers too, Sparky, you know, they had 28 pass attempts, 25 runs. But six of those runs were Rodgers scrambles that were supposed to be passes.
Right.
So now you turn that and flip it. It's really 34 pass and it's 19 run, which is back kind of in line with how McCarthy always does things with the 65-35 pass to run split. I mean, if he's smart, Sparky, this should be an Aaron Jones game. You're traveling across the country. You're facing the number one rushing offense in the league. They're going to want to pound at you. You're not overly deep on the defensive line. To me, you want to protect those guys, and the best way to do that is to hammer away with your running back who's averaging 7 yards a carry. This seems to be a 22-carry type of night, guys, for Aaron Jones, where you try to keep the ball 33, 34, 35 minutes and keep it away from Russell and that three-headed running back trio that they've got in Seattle. But Spark, I don't think McCarthy's going to be disciplined enough to do that. I don't think Rodgers is disciplined enough to do it. I think he wants to change, you know, a fair share of plays at the line of scrimmage. And even though theoretically, we look going into this game that it should be an Aaron Jones and a sprinkle of Jamal Williams type of football game, I still think it turns out to be an Aaron Rodgers game.
Hey, last one before we let you get going here, Robbie. So how you calling this tonight, Seahawks or Packers?
Yeah, Gary, I think the travel's just too much. It's the short turnaround, the 96-hour window.
Yeah, I would agree.
Since the Miami game ended to this game starting. I went 31-23 Seattle. The only chance, really, Gary, is they get on them early and take the crowd out on some level, because they haven't shown a real propensity for fighting back from, you know, big deficits outside that Bears game. I guess San Francisco a little bit too, guys, but certainly not doing it on the road. They haven't won a big road game, guys, really, since back to 2016. So I think Seattle holds serve and wins the game tonight, guys.
That's Rob Reich. You'll find his work at BobMcGinnFootball.com as well as Forbes.com, and every Thursday right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Appreciate it, Rob, as always, man. Have a good one.
Thank you, Robbie.
And, Gary, I'll be sure to send you updates on our Junior Charger team.
Yeah, we need to get that Junior Charger team update, cuz.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Talk to you later, Rob. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process.